Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Chickling.
Today we're going to be looking at our article called The Wanjingsi Marathon, Taiwan's Most Esteemed Race.
Wow, it sounds like an article especially designed for those who like to exercise.
That's right, it sounds a little bit tiring. So, are you a sporty person?
No, I don't think so. It just gets so sticky because you have to sweat when you exercise. You sweat a lot.
I don't really like it as well, but I do exercise just in case to get my health up. Do you like running?
No.
I don't like running as well.
Well, do you like running though?
No, not at all. But I know, you know, running and doing exercise is good for your body, so I do it just in case.
Yeah.
Well, for those of you who enjoy running or want to get into running, you can think about training for a marathon, and we can learn more about this marathon in today's article, so let's take a look.
Reading. The Wanjingsi Marathon, Taiwan's most esteemed race. People have gathered in Wanjingsi, the areas of Wanli, Jinshan, and Shimen in New Taipei City. Soon, they will run like the wind as they wind through these hilly landscapes. That's because they're taking part in the New Taipei City Wanjingsi Marathon. This isn't just any marathon either. It's the most prestigious one in Taiwan. The marathon was first held in 2003 as the Jinshan Marathon. About 4,000 runners took part in the race, and it ended at the Jinshan Youth Activity Center. As the event grew, organizers expanded the course to include the Wanli and Shimen areas. The ending point was also changed to the Pacific Green Bay in Wanli to cause fewer traffic problems for locals. In 2014, the marathon stepped up its game and became internationally recognized. It applied to the International Association of Athletics Federations, IAAF, to be recognized as a bronze label road race. The IAAF approved the request, making the marathon the most esteemed in Taiwan. Now, the Wanjingsi Marathon is an international event and attracts participants from all around the world.
So let's take a look at our article. It says, people have gathered in Wanjingsi, the areas of Wanli, Jinshan, and Shimen in New Taipei City. So where are these places?
You've never been there before. Have you been to those places before?
I've been to Zhoufen, which is kind of near that area, maybe. I'm not too sure.
Zhoufen is noted for their coffee, their running.
Oh, and tea as well. That's true. Yeah. All right, well, it's okay. Let's continue reading the article so we can learn more. It says, soon, they will run like the wind as they wind through these hilly landscapes. So, did you hear what I said? They will run like the wind. Okay, that means they will run really fast as they wind. Wind here is a different meaning. It means to go through different loops and to go through different things. They will wind through these landscapes. Now, let's first take a look at the word landscape. A landscape is an area of land that looks a special or particular way. So, it's what you see when you climb a mountain and you see the mountains go up and down and maybe you see the ocean, that's a landscape. Or landscape can also mean what a city looks like as well. So that means when you look at a city from far away, you can see the different shapes and sizes of buildings. That's also a different kind of landscape. We actually call that a skyline. Okay, well, we can say it's also an urban. Urban here means city. It's an urban landscape. So, for example, we can say it's easy to tell Hong Kong's landscape or NYC's landscape because of the shape of their buildings.
Okay, so which one you like better?
I like New York's. I think it's actually quite interesting, but I can always tell Hong Kong's landscape really quickly.
Okay.
All right, so what does landscape mean?
Okay, so landscape 这个字有风景、景色的意思。 那除了风景的意思呢，还有像 Tiffany 刚刚说的啊，有在天空上你看到这样打下来的光，有映衬出这建筑物的轮廓的一个意思。So this word landscape can also be a verb, which means to make a garden or an area of ground more attractive by adding ornamental features. 就是有在一片土地上造景啦。So you can say, my dad wants to have the backyard landscaped.
So we can use it as a verb and a noun.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue reading. The article then says, that's because they're taking part in the new Taipei City Wanjingsi Marathon, okay? When you take part in something, it's a phrase that means you are involved in something like a play, event, or even a discussion. So you can take part in a group discussion. I'm pretty sure your teachers ask you to take part in that as well.
Yeah, I hate that when teacher asks me to take part in something. It's just so annoying, right? Okay, so take part in 这个字呢，有出席参加的意思，和 participate in 的意思是一样的。那一般来说呢，我们可以会说啊，we take part in the party, or you can say, I invited my whole family to take part in the graduation ceremony.但是英文这个字里面有好几个字都有参加的意思啊，像是 join, attend, 这种字常常听到 join 就是大家一定最早学到的字的吧，但是它的意思其实跟 take part in 不太一样哦。Join 呢比较像是加入一个团体，那通常时间比较长。So usually after you join a particular group, you become a member. 像是 you join the army.
Or you join a K-pop band. I know, I can't sing or dance, I can't. I know, no, you sing right, really well as well.
But I don't dance.
Okay, maybe we cannot join that.
Yeah, no, definitely not. So here, for example, we can say, join the army. 那刚我们说到另外一个字嘛 attend. 那这个字其实参加程度比较低，像是 I am forced by my boss to attend a meeting.
Oh man, I hate it when that happens.
真的 Okay, so here, 今天路上如果罢工游行啊，那罢工那些人主要是在那边抗议的人，你可以说他们是 take part in， 但在场旁边看好戏那些人就是 attend。对，所以随时他们都可以离开现场。所以 attend 这个字呢，其实跟 take part in 有不太一样的用法哦。
Now, a marathon is a noun and it is a race where you run. And usually you run at a specific distance. For example, we have full marathons or a full marathon. And that is about 42 kilometers long. You can also have a half marathon. So you don't run the full one, you only run half of it, which is around 21 kilometers long. Okay, a marathon can also mean an event where something lasts for a long time or it requires a lot of effort. For example, we can have a movie marathon. Movie marathon is when you watch movies for a long time. So it can be something more than 5 hours or 6 hours or more. All right. So recently, the new Star Wars movie came out in December. So I'm pretty sure people who have not watched Star Wars or are Star Wars fans, maybe you had a movie marathon. So I can say we had a Star Wars marathon before the new movie came out. Wow. That's a lot of hours. We can also put, we can also use it in a sentence like this.Kelly trained every day for 1 hour to prepare for the marathon.
所以像 marathon 的意思呢，就是马拉松赛跑或者是长距离、长时间耐力的比赛。像我就不太可能参加马拉松这种东西。OK, 所以像刚刚 Tiffany 有说到 a movie marathon, 就是 you've been watching movies for a long time, 就是看电影看超久，看到眼睛都快视力下降。
Yeah, your butt hurts, your eyes hurt, everything hurts.
Yeah, 所以像 swimming marathon 这个字呢，就是游泳游很久。所以看前面是什么字，后面再加个 marathon 就代表你一直做那件事情做很久。又譬如说，你们有没有听过 a dance marathon?
Oh, I haven't heard of this.
Yeah, it means a lot of people dance for a long time.
Whoa.
差不多来很久，1920年代那时候的一个跳舞比赛。
Wow. 对。I can't do that. That sounds really tiring.
Yeah, and I don't know how to dance either, so.
I know. Okay, maybe we cannot join that marathon. All right, let's continue reading. It says, this isn't just any marathon either. It's the most prestigious one in Taiwan. So this one that we're talking about is a very prestigious one. Now, prestigious here means something that is really respected or really admired because it's important or very successful. Now, if you're applying for colleges, of course you want to go to a prestigious school. Yeah. Like we all know, Harvard is a prestigious school, or yeah. 台大 is a very prestigious
yeah, sure.
school.
或政大啦这些、oh, 台城、yeah. 清交都是。所以 prestigious school 这个字呢，它刚刚我们 Tiffany 说到就是很有名望的学校。Mm. 所以 usually 你会听到父母亲都会说 you must apply for a prestigious university. 你一定要上一间很有名望的大学。Or you can also say a prestigious place to live. 那代表你住在那边就是很有钱的人啦。所以我们来看一下下面这个句子。People living here are noted for their prestigious lifestyles.Mm. 什么意思呢
All right, so that means that they have a very fancy、yeah. life. They're very rich. We cannot afford it.
No,
so,
no. Oh, we need well, maybe hopefully in the future.
Yeah, okay. I guess we just have to work hard and save money and buy
yeah,
less、
sure.
clothes and
shoes. And we can
go
abroad together.
yeah, maybe buy less clothes and shoes. And then we can live in a prestigious neighborhood.
Yeah,、
fingers、
in Australia、
crossed.
Or something, not、
fingers、
in Taiwan.
All right. So next,、okay. let's continue reading. The article says, the marathon was first held in 2003 as the Jingshan Marathon.
Oh, wow. 2003年、mm-hmm. 所以他这个那个马拉松比赛在2003年才就开始举办2003年 That's like when I was 9
Really? That's like I don't want to tell you my age then
No, I don't want to tell you that
Let's continue reading The article says About 4,000 runners took part in the race And it ended at the Jingshan Youth Activity Center
Okay, 所以这边有4000个跑者参加这个比赛而且它是在哪里结束呢它最后是在
Jingshan Youth Activity Center. What's that called in Chinese?
金山青年活动中心 Have you ever been there before?
No.
No, I never knew.
That's really bad. I think we should, we don't really know too much about Taiwan.
Yeah,
that's
really
bad.
True. Okay.
All right, so let's continue reading. It says, as the event grew...Organizers expanded the course to include the Wanli and Shimen area. So at first, it was a small area here, and then it became bigger. It included this area and that area. So now it's a really, really long race.
Okay, so would you like to...participate in a race in the future?
No, I don't like running. I can't do that. So
yeah, maybe we can go try.
We can go visit. I don't think I'll run because I think I might、
okay.
die. If no. I,
I don't want to die so early.
Exactly. I don't、yeah. think I can run that much. So next, the article says the ending point was also changed to the Pacific Green Bay in Wanli to cause fewer traffic problems for locals.
Okay, 所以最后呢，他们结束的地方停在太平洋翡翠湾这个地方，然后呢，就造成当地的一些居民有一些交通的问题哦。所以 locals must have been very angry about it.
Yeah, in the beginning they were, but now I think it's okay.
Yeah, hopefully you'll change.
Exactly. It says in 2014, the marathon stepped up its game and became...internationally recognized.
Good, I'm glad it all changed.
Wow, so when it's internationally recognized, it means it's known all around the world. So when we step up its game, it means we kind of make it become better. But here we can learn more about it because it is our shortcut for you. So let's take a quick look.
Shortcut for you.
Okay, but I'll get you next time.
Snap! Ha ha, you lose!
I'm really going to have to step up my game to beat you.
Step up? Is that a new game? It sounds like that, like dancing movie. I can beat you at dancing too.
No doubt. Actually...To step up one's game just means to make an effort to improve the way that you do something. We can also just say, up one's game.
I get it. Step up one's game means 使什么什么更上一层楼。
Right you are. And game on. I've stepped up my game and I'm ready to win.
Yes, I'm ready. You lose again.
Game over.
Okay, so if you want to join a marathon, but you didn't train yet, then you need to step up your game. All right, so we saw another vocabulary word here. We saw the word recognize. Now, this verb means to publicly give special attention or to notice someone or something. It can also mean that this thing or person is good or that they did something good. For example, we can say the leader of the country recognized Julian's hard work and research.
Okay, so recognize 这个字除了有刚刚赏识的意思呢，它有辨认的意思。那一般来说我们也会有承认的意思，不过大部分都是指认出来啦，或者是有人被赏识的这种意思。那 let's take a look at the sentence. I can't believe that you still recognized me after all these years. 就是没想到过了这么久你还认得出我。怎样，我整形了是吗？
No, because you didn't change at all. You still look beautiful, okay?
Okay.
Alright, so next, the article says, it applied to the International Association of Athletics Federations, or IAAF, to be recognized as a bronze label road race.Okay, so okay. What is this International Association of Athletics?
IAAF, actually,、mm-hmm. 就是国际田径总会啦。有听过吗？
No.
Sounds like something related to running or...
Yeah, because I'm not really...
Not my type.
I'm not really athletic, so unfortunately, I don't really know.
Yeah.
All right, but I do know this phrase. This phrase, apply to somebody or something to do something, is our phrase. Now, what does it mean in Chinese?
就是向什么东西申请啦。You apply to something, 就是你申请什么。So you can say, I apply to...some universities or something like that.
Yeah.
So we'll take...
Yeah, so let's take a look real quickly at other ways we can use apply to because there's so many different meanings for that. Now, apply to can have a lot of different meanings. For example, the first one is if you apply something to something else, it means you make use of it. For example, I can say you should apply pressure to the cut to stop the bleeding. Okay, you make use of it. It can also mean the second meaning, apply something to something. It means to rub or spread something, especially like medicine or things that you can use. So, for example, I can say I applied some glue to the paper to stick onto the poster.Okay, my one thing glue, my second thing is paper, or dad applied some paint onto the wall. The third meaning, it means to, it's related to somebody or something else. So, for example, I can say the part of the form applies to all students. That means that if you're a student, this part of the form relates to you. So I can use apply to students.
对啊，所以很可能就会听到学生说 That rule doesn't apply to me. 这规定根本不适合我，我讨厌老师。
Yeah, don't hate your teacher. They're just trying to do the best for you.
Yeah.
All right, so we saw another word here. We saw the word association. So the International Athletics Association. So association here is a noun and it means an organized group of people who have the same interests, job, or other things. So I know everybody knows this. Everyone knows the NBA. Do you know the NBA?
Yeah, sure. But do you play basketball though?
No. But do you know what it stands for?
It stands for just NBA 打篮球啊.
Do you guys know? It says this NBA is short for National Basketball Association. Now, what does the NBA do? Well, there are different teams and they can play against each other. People who love to play basketball or are good at it can try to become professionals. So that's why it's an association. And on the other hand, people who like to watch basketball can enjoy the game. So that's why it's an association.
So who is your NBA star? Favorite?
My favorite? I still really like Kobe Bryant. I think he's a great player.
Yeah, and he's handsome.
Oh, yes.
So cute.
Too bad he retired.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We can still watch his old games and watch his videos on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
Don't worry. All right. So how can we use association in a sentence? We can say, Harry joined the sports association at school to help those who love to play sports.
Okay, very good. So we move on to see the meanings of the word association. So association 这个字呢就是有社团或者是协会的意思。那像你们有听过学校都会有校友会啦，那就是叫做 alumni association. 那一般来说这个字呢也会有联想的意思。那都会用什么用呢 ?be associated with. So when something is associated with something, 就是这个东西呢会被联想到另外一个东西。那当主动的时候就是 associate with something. Okay, so let's take a look at the sentence. Greenland is usually associated with ice and snow.
Mm.
就是格陵兰常常都会被想到冰和雪。Oh, it's so freezing.
I know, it's really cold.
、yeah.
All right, so they got a bronze. Now, bronze is a type of medal, but usually in a race, you can be awarded different places, right? So bronze means third place, silver means second place, gold means first.So we use these three medals to tell you which place it is. So what's bronze? What does it mean?
Bronze 其实是青铜的意思。那把它翻得更像台湾人说的就是铜牌啦。那当金牌怎么讲？就是刚刚说的 gold、
mm-hmm.。
那银牌就是第二名嘛，就是 silver。那这边 bronze 就是铜牌的意思。So it's a noun here, but it can also be a verb and adjective. 当动词的时候，就是把什么变成青铜色或者是晒黑的意思。那当形容词就是有青铜色的意思。所以现在有流行一种美妆，但是台湾好像没有那么流行。Mm. 就是欧美一种叫 bronzer。Do you use bronzer?
I do. Because I like being in stand, and I like being under the sun and then having a lot of golden kind of look on me. So I use some bronzer sometimes.
Yeah, it gives you a suntan look.
All right. So we saw here that the Wanjingsi Marathon is recognized by IAAF as a bronze label road race.Label is a word or phrase that describes or identifies someone or something else. So in school, there are so many labels. So if you play sports, sometimes you're called a jock, or if you like to study, you're called a nerd. Okay, these things are labels. They're not really a great way to describe people, but these are just things that we associate different people with. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. We said, once you give people labels, it's hard to see them as individuals. So that means...Don't do that. That's really true. Don't judge other people. Don't give people labels.
Okay, so label 这个字在这边是名词，有贴标签，就是标签称号的意思。那当动词就是贴标签，或者是把某物归类成某一个种类。那我们来看一下例句哦。Tom has been labeled as a playboy. 就汤姆一直以来都被当成是花花公子。
Oh, so bad.
So bad.
All right, let's continue reading. It says the IAAF approved the request, making the marathon the most esteemed in Taiwan.
太好了，终于有一个好的名号。
That's right. Now when you approve something, it means you accept the idea or action or the plan. So, for example, we can say the school approved plans to build a new gym next year. Okay, yes, we have.
Yeah, finally.
Exactly.
Okay, so approve 这个字有赞成、同意、批准的意思，那它是不及物动词哦，所以你会听到人家说 approve of 的用法。So as an example, you can say, I don't think your parents will approve of your going to the party. 我不觉得你的父母会让你想要去那个 party.
Okay, well, they approve the request. Now, request is an act where you politely or you formally ask for something. So if you want to take days off of school, you need to ask for a request. That means you have to talk to the principal, you have to talk to your teacher to actually say, yes, you can take the day off. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. We can say, all of the neighbors made a request to change the broken door.
Okay, so request 这个字就是要求、请求的意思。那当名词的时候怎么用呢？我们就是用动词 make 来带，所以 make a request 提出请求。For example, I made a request to delete my account since it had been hacked. 被盗用，所以我就必须要做出请求，把我的账号删除。
Mm.
So as a verb, you can say they requested financial support from the government. 他们向政府要求经济援助。
Now the article then says, now the Wanjingsi Marathon is an international event and attracts participants from all around the world. Now a participant is just a person who is in this activity or event. So if you're running in the race, you're a participant. If you're playing a video game, you're a participant.
Yeah, so participant 就是参加者，有没有印象？刚我们前面提到 take part， 同样的字 participate 其实就是这个字动词变来的名词哦。Participant 就是参加者的意思，所以你可以说 Mark has been an active participant in the discussion，就是 Mark 一直以来在讨论中都是相当活跃的参加者。
All right, sounds like a really, really great marathon. But let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our For You chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, so let's look at our For You Chat for today. So what is your favorite sport to compete in and why?
Oh, I'm not very good at sports, but I did like playing volleyball when I was in high school. So I really enjoy playing that because it's fun. I was with my friends and we all had a good time.
Okay, so I'm not being rude. Were you good at it?
I was so.
Okay.
But I did like playing in it. We did okay. We weren't bad. We weren't at the bottom. Okay. We didn't win, but then we were okay. What about you?
Well, I don't really play any sport because okay. I don't want to...Sweat, you know. I said in the beginning, I hate sweating.
Yeah. All right. So you guys can talk about it. What is your favorite sport to compete in? Why? You can talk about it with your friends and you can think about what do you like to play and what do you like to compete in. But that's all the time that we have for today. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Chickling.
I'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
The Wan Jin Shi Marathon, Taiwan's most esteemed race.People have gathered in Wan Jin Shi, the areas of Wanli, Jinshan, and Shimen in New Taipei City. Soon, they will run like the wind as they wind through these hilly landscapes. That's because they're taking part in the New Taipei City Wan Jin Shi Marathon. This isn't just any marathon either. It's the most prestigious one in Taiwan.The marathon was first held in 2003 as the Jinshan Marathon. About 4,000 runners took part in the race, and it ended at the Jinshan Youth Activity Center. As the event grew, organizers expanded the course to include the Wanli and Shimen areas. The ending point was also changed to the Pacific Green Bay in Wanli to cause fewer traffic problems for locals.In 2014, the marathon stepped up its game and became internationally recognized. It applied to the International Association of Athletics Federations, IAAF, to be recognized as a bronze label road race. The IAAF approved the request, making the marathon the most esteemed in Taiwan. Now, the Wan Jin Shi Marathon is an international eventand attracts participants from all around the world.
Vocabulary Review. Marathon. John Paul won the marathon after running for 4 hours and beat hundreds of other runners.Recognize. This ancient temple was recently recognized as one of the most important buildings in the country. Association. Our association puts together events for chess players. Label.The package's label says that this is supposed to go to Iceland. Approve. Our boss has approved our idea for a new product. Request. Ben put in a request with his company to move to their office in Tainan.